When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is The Art of Charm. Learn everything you need to know to crush it in business, love, and life. The Art of Charm is where ordinary guys become extraordinary men.
Hey guys, time for the Friday 5 minutes where I'll be answering your questions and dropping some knowledge and tactics to help you kick the weekend off right. If you're new to the Art of Charm podcast, this is not a great place to start. Most of our content is more in-depth and longer format, so check out the best of at theartofcharmpodcast.com/best or the fundamentals toolbox at theartofcharmpodcast.com/toolbox. All right, let's cut to it. Kind of have a funny one from Carrie. She says, I've been a listener for 9 months. I've enjoyed your podcast, so thanks for all the helpful programs. I'm not sure how to preface this, so I'll just ask it. How do I get my boyfriend to start having better oral hygiene? We've been dating about 6 months, and I constantly notice things stuck in his teeth. I don't want to embarrass him, but I feel like I'm doing him a disservice by not giving him this feedback. When's the best time to tell him without hurting him? Thank you for the great podcast, and I look forward to hearing from you. I had to think about this for a while. I had to consult my girlfriend as well, how she would handle this with me, and she said, all right, idea number one, start smiling with spinach stuck in your own teeth and see if he notices and then bring it up. Idea number two, buy him a Sonicare, which is a nice toothbrush, a water pick, and a bottle of Listerine. Perhaps he'll get the hint. Idea number three, send him a daily calendar appointment to floss and brush. So now I know what to look out for in my own life. All kidding aside, I think a testament to a strong relationship is being transparent and having good communication with each other. With that said, it's all in the delivery and the timing. Perhaps, you know, try to avoid having a really disgusted look on your face and repulsed body language, but rather bring it up in a teasing manner. Carry a big, sweet smile on your face, Carrie. A smile goes a long way. There's really no easy way in having to bring up a sensitive issue like this, but it will make your relationship better in the end. And honestly, if you can't bring this up, you're going to have trouble bringing up other problems, which are more serious. And a good boyfriend would want to know what'll make you happy. So good luck with that. And some more replies from our community here as well. I had that guy Vaughn write in about his friends. They don't like the show. They won't listen because we're white people and we don't know what we're talking about and this won't work for them. And Cute out there, also in Jamaica, Queens, said, hey, I just finished listening to the podcast. And in the beginning, you read a letter from a lady who is responding back to a letter you got from the guy in Jamaica, Queens, who feels he shouldn't listen to your show because he's black and you guys are white. Let me say that as a black guy from those same neck of the woods, he shouldn't even think like that. Me and my group of friends have been listening to you for years. We've learned to use a lot of what you put out there. I'll say most of my recent books come from guests on your show, and I even have a notepad in my phone with quips from what you suggest. So for that kid, I assume he's a kid, who feels out of place with his friends, I'll say to him, change your social circle. And if those around can't help you build and be better, then forget them. Because while you're becoming better, they will stay a few laps behind, wheezing because they lack stamina. As you guys always say, if I had this stuff 10 years ago, I'd be a Jedi Yoda Master Sensei, so hopefully he keeps listening and learning new things. How can I forget? Love the show you guys have. Me and my friends look at women, business, life, and conversations we have with people totally different. All in all, keep up the good work. You have a fan here in Jamaica, Queens, as well as your haters. Thanks, Q. Much appreciated, man. I do think it's really interesting that some people think, oh, you need to learn to speak to minorities. You need to learn to communicate with these people. I mean, that's their point of view. But I did notice that that came from white people, and that all of the people who were not white who wrote me back were like, those kids are dumb. That's why they're being held back. It's a really interesting phenomenon as well. I got another one from Kayara. She's also African-American. She says, I don't agree in the slightest that your team needs to start working to make your show more inclusive. I stumbled upon your show because I enjoy hearing you as a guest on another show. I've never walked away from an episode of Art of Charm without becoming better. It's literally changed my life. From the episode on nice guy syndrome to the episode about learning to sell cars to four types of people, every friggin' episode on networking the show floors me. I'm such a better person because of it. Maybe I'm just magical, but I am black and a woman, and I was able to somehow glean all of this from your show with minimal effort. People just have their soapboxes. They seem to go through life scraping for things to be offended by. I get so tired of it. It's not your job to babysit people who want to complain about how unfair the world is. It isn't fair and it never will be. Either cry about it or learn how to be successful anyway. Keep producing the best show on being a better man in iTunes and continue to ignore the haters. Kayara, I definitely will. Thanks for your note. I really appreciate all the support from you guys out and girls out there.
Lennon and McCartney, Jagger and Richards, Watson and Crick, AJ and Johnny. What about the perfect duo when it comes to growing your business? Well, that's you and Shopify.
That's right, Johnny. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling your own fire merch or promoting your productivity programs, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered.
Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star.
What I love about Shopify is no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, as well as millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries.
Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. And AJ, you don't have to just sell your stuff anymore. With Shopify Collective, you can curate products to sell from the brands that you love, giving your customers more variety and your business more sales.
Shopify is your no-excuses business partner. Sell without needing to code or design. Just bring your best ideas and Shopify will help you open up shop. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/charm. Go to shopify.com/charm now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/charm.
Over the last 17 years, we have launched our fair share of online courses, coaching programs, and finding the right platform has always been a challenge.
They say if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life. But if you're an entrepreneur, you know the hard work that comes with it. That's why you need Kajabi. Kajabi makes it easy to run your entire online business from one platform so you can focus on what you love, creating.
Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable recurring revenue.
No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, thriving communities, personalized coaching, and more.
The best part? Kajabi doesn't cut into your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. So keep 100% of what you earn.
And with Kajabi, you also get robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, all built in.
You don't even need a huge audience to make sustainable income. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making six and seven figures with less than 50,000 followers.
Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business if you go to kajabi.com/charm. That's kajabi.com/charm.
Go to kajabi.com/charm and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion.
I'm going to leave you with a little bit of tactical. This is more passive than active, but I notice a lot of people are like, let's do lunch, let's do lunch, let's do lunch. If you are running your own business, don't do lunch anymore. The reason is because it usually turns into a long-ass thing. It's a whole ordeal. Not a whole lot gets done. You end up with travel time. And a lot of times it's not that productive. I would say there's a great way to sort of replace this without losing the benefit of having the ability to break bread with other people, especially entrepreneurs. Switch it to breakfast. The reason is because people will always do lunch because they're eating lunch anyway. They might just want to chit chat. You don't know if it's worthwhile. If you ask people to go to breakfast with you, they have to get up early and do the exact same thing. So if there's no foreseeable ROI in it for them, they'll probably say no, and that'll save you a bunch of time. Now, if you're going to organize something like a lunch with somebody else, you can do that. You don't have to not have lunch with anyone else because it's a waste of time. But I prefer to work through lunch or take a break and do something on my own. I don't like to have a meeting during lunch if I can avoid it. So If you have a bunch of lunches scheduled, try switching them to breakfasts and see which people fall off the map. Usually those people are just wasting your time. So I hope you all enjoyed that. Don't forget, you can reach me, Jordan, at theartofcharm.com. I'd read everything. I'd love to hear from you. More on The Art of Charm at theartofcharm.com. Now have a great weekend. Go out there and connect and leave everyone better than you found them.
Thanks for listening to The Art of Charm. Get more confidence, relationship skills, life hacks, and everything for the extraordinary man at theartofcharmpodcast.com.